everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. And today's product is the Sohemi Luxury automatic masturbator with 3 thrusting and 4 rotation modes from Sohemi. And this is one of those very high-end, somewhat expensive, but very multi-featured toys, which only comes around every once in a while. So just off the top, this toy is $200, which is very expensive as far as sex toys go. So usually you have like tiers, like there's the $0 to $50 toy, and you're talking like a basic pocket pussy, a low-end fleshlight. Then there's the $50 to $100 tier, and now you're talking stuff that spins, sucks, vibrates, that sort of thing. Once you get to like the $100 to $200 tier, you're talking toys that have very powerful motors that work better, have multiple features, simulate the real thing very well. Once you get above $200, things start to get kind of crazy. You start to get toys that do all kinds of things that, you know, like the Leighton Future was a very expensive toy, and it had like a place to put perfume. It thrusted. It had a warming mode where it actually warmed the insert for you. It dried the insert. It had like a thing where it blew hot air into the insert to dry it out. That's what you're talking about when you're talking about a $200+ toy. And this toy is no different. So this is called the Sohemi Luxury for a reason. It has all kinds of crazy features, and it's huge. Like, you may not be able to see it like right here. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. So let me get a ruler. Now, I'm sorry about the camera. My camera doesn't like white things. So because this toy is white, it wants to adjust the kind of the exposure, and it washes everything out and you can't see it. So I had to turn the exposure down so you could see the detail. But now the image is a little bit dark, but there's nothing I can do about that because my camera doesn't like white toys. Anyway, you can see right here, the toy is over a foot long. If I measure this from the tip of the cap, it's about 13 inches. So my ruler ends right about there, and there's still a little bit more. So a little bit over a foot for a toy. And you don't use the whole thing. It's not like you have a foot long dick or anything. It's just that there's a big motor in this part of the toy. And so this is the only part that you actually interact with, is like this end. But there's the rest of this toy, this is all motor. So it's huge. Like, look how big this is. It's huge. And it has this weird, I'm not sure what they were going with here. It's supposed to look futuristic. You don't really hold it by this, though. You're probably going to hold it by this, if anything. I mean, you could hold it by this if you want. But it's got an interesting design. It looks like some type of exhaust. Like, these don't do anything. These are just there for effect. Or to hold on to, like, to grip onto. But the rest of it, it just looks cool. I mean, I wouldn't put this out and expect people to think it's not a sex toy. It looks like something's going on with it, but it doesn't look like a sex toy. It looks like something out of like Quake. It's like a Quake shoulder-mounted rocket launcher or something. I don't know. Anyway, so there we go. That's what the toy looks like. It's white all the way around. It's got some stickers on it, explaining in Chinese, of course, how to clean this, how to remove this. I'll show you how to do that so you don't have to read Chinese. There's also a flap here. It says open. If you open up this flap, there is the charge port and the headphone jack. So let me show you the charge port. Now, it uses a more traditional AC adapter. It is USB powered, but it doesn't have like a USB kind of port. So you plug this in like this. So when it's charging, you'll see that the little light will flash. Okay. So I did actually test the audio quality of the sound. Like, there's a headphone jack, which means this toy makes sounds when you turn it on. And so I tried out that quality. What's interesting, it's not the same sounds. Now normally, here, I'll show you this later. Let me put this back. All right. So normally, when it comes to these sounds, it's the same highly compressed, low quality sounds. This one actually has very high quality sounds, but it's like a woman talking sexy to you in Chinese, and then she occasionally moans. So if you understand Chinese, or
亲爱的，啊，我们开始吧。来てくれたのね。
Like 80% the girl talking and occasionally moaning and breathing heavily, but it's mostly her talking. So if you don't speak Chinese, it can be a little bit jarring, but I'll show you what that sounds like.
来てくれたのね。いっぱいしましょう。亲爱的，摸我啊，快摸我啊啊啊！亲爱的啊，我们开始吧。
Okay, so let me show you. Well, the toy's so big, it's going to be hard to like fit on the camera. The cap is actually held on with magnets.So normally these caps snap on or twist on. This cap is held on with magnets. It's got two magnets in the cap, and it's got like the positions where it can just, and it just fits right on. So that's cool that the cap fits on with magnets. It comes off really easily, but it also obviously snaps back on really easily because it's held on with magnets. The outer insert, the cap insert, is just a basic hole. So that's always appreciated. That way you don't have to,You know, if it has a vagina or a mouth or something, it can be a little bit distracting because you don't know what hole it's supposed to be. But if it's just a generic hole, you can imagine it's whatever you want it to be. Okay, so this may be hard to see with the sticker, but I'll just show you what the toy looks like when it's working. So let me show you how the toy works. So here's a power button. Then this is the sound effect button. It affects the voices, I guess. Then here's a spin and rotate button.Or spin and thrust button, I'm sorry, not spin and rotate. There's a spin and thrust button, and then there's an independent spin and independent thrust button, which this is the feature that I've never seen before. Usually they do one or other. Okay, so I turn it on. So let me show you the spin and thrust button. All right. So you can see how fast that is for one, which, you know, that's pretty standard. I've seen fast toys before.Now, having a toy spin and thrust, this isn't altogether uncommon, but usually these toys, they're on like a track, which forces them to spin and thrust at the same time, and they have a fairly weak motor. This does not have a weak motor. So, and this, you see how quickly that, it changed direction. It just instantly changed direction. And now it's changing direction every few seconds. And see how fast that is.It's just changing direction left and right every, like, other second. And it's changing... All right, so you see what's happening, all right? Okay, so that is the spin and thrust mode. Now let's try just the spin mode. Okay, so now it's just spinning. It's no longer thrusting. It's going back and forth. So I can... And you can see the different kind of patterns...And now it's just going. Oh, then it's changing direction. And then it's going the other way. Okay, so that's that. And now let's do the thrusts. And that's, you know, low, medium, high...And that's it. And then, of course, if you can make it spin and thrust at the same time. All right, cool. Isn't that awesome? So it independently spins and thrusts. It doesn't spin and thrust at the same time and have a couple settings and that's it. And the motor is very powerful.Let me demonstrate that by trying to use my finger to stop it, because that's usually the test I do. How much pressure does it take to stop the cage? So let's turn it on. All right, I'll stick my finger in it. I'm actually removing the insert without stopping it. I can't stop it. I don't know if you can tell, the insert's starting to come out because of my finger. But I didn't stop it.I did not stop it with my finger. Normally, I overpower the motor, and the motor shuts down before I apply too much pressure with my finger. Now, to clean this, you have to kind of unsnap the cap, and then this part just lifts up. Isn't that awesome? So So it's very easy to get down into the cage. This is the insert cup. You just take it off and clean it. Now, the cage is screwed on. My one criticism of this toy, I wish the cage snapped on. That way I could remove the cage, remove the insert, put the insert back in the cage, and then just snap it back in place. Because it screws on, you have to pull the insert out of the cage, and then you have to kind of stick it back on after you're done cleaning it, which can be kind of annoying. You probably want some kind of a stick. So, yeah, usually I'll just use this envelope opener. I'm not going to use the sharp side, but yeah, having a little stick to kind of push the cup back into the cage. This would be easier if I could take the cage out. So having it screw in is probably my only complaint with this toy. Okay, and that's it. So now that it's clean, you just shut this. You put the cap back on. And there you go. Now you're ready to go, ready to party. And then, of course, the cap is held on with magnets. And there you go. Isn't that awesome? So, very powerful motor. It spins and rotates. I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying that. It spins and thrusts independently. So if you want a toy that just thrusts, you can do that. If you want a toy that just spins, you could do that. If you want a toy that spins and thrusts simultaneously, you can do that. Which I've never seen before. Usually it's one or the other. And usually if it tries to do both, it does both very badly. So you get kind of a weak spin or a weak thrust or a weak both, you know, like there's a compromise. But this one, very powerful spin, very powerful thrust. And then, of course, then the motor is very powerful. Usually the motor gets overwhelmed. And obviously that's because look at all the room it has for a motor. So you're only using this part of the toy to actually like masturbate with. So the rest of this real estate is for the motor. So it's got a really powerful motor. Works really well, and you can spin and thrust, which I've never seen before. And if you like Chinese, if you like girls talking to you sexy in Chinese, well, presumably they're talking sexy. I'm not sure what they're saying. That's there, and the quality is good. So is this worth $200? I would say yes. Now, if you're comparing this to something like the Revy Innovations doll insertable spinning robot pussy, it's similar. It's similar in experience in terms of like motor strength and quality. However, look at the size of this thing. You're not fitting this into a doll. The whole point of the Revy one is you can actually put this into a sex doll and have sex with it while it's spinning on you, which is amazing. This is not fitting into a doll at all. This thing's as big as my forearm. So if I measured like the end of my wrist to my elbow, I mean, I can't get my arm in frame, but just take my word for it. This is as long as the end of my wrist to my elbow. So this thing's huge. So there you go. There you go. Is it worth $200? I mean, yeah, I would say so, but that's pretty expensive. Luckily, I have a 15% off coupon code. So you'll save 15% on this toy, so you won't pay $200. You'll pay $200 minus $30, so that's $170. So is this worth $170? I would say yes. I would say yes. This is a $170 toy, simply because you're essentially getting three toys. Plus, the problem with spinning robot pussies is most of them have weak motors. And the ones that have strong motors are about $150. So, and they only spin or they only thrust. This one spins and thrusts. So you're paying $170 for a toy that you're basically getting three high-end toys in one. You're getting a toy that spins, a toy that thrusts, and a toy that spins and thrusts with a very powerful motor. So you're going to get your money's worth and you're going to have a good time. So yeah, I'm highly recommended this toy. Probably this is one of those toys which it's going to go in like my Hall of Fame kind of thing of toys. Like probably 80% of the toys I get, I use them for the review, but they're nothing special, and they either disappear into a box or I give them away or throw them away. I used to try to give them to Goodwill. They won't take them. They won't accept gently used sex toys at Goodwill, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. So anyway, that's it. Okay, so use the coupon code, save 50%. recommend toy. It is expensive, but you do get your money's worth because you're basically getting a very powerful motor. And you're getting a good experience. Now, and is it better than the Revy? No. The Revy is better because you can insert it into a doll. However, the Revy, I think, is like $400. So this is $200. So you're getting an approximate experience. Now, you can insert this into a doll, but you're getting an approximate experience for half the price. So if $400 is too expensive and you want to get it like a $200 version, you get something like this. And there you go. Just you won't be able to insert this into a doll or anything. But yeah, highly recommended. Save 15%. Check out the website. The coupon's good for the whole site. So you can get this toy, you can get a different toy, whatever you're into. Again, sorry about the light. The only way for me to keep the camera from washing out the detail was to turn down the exposure, which made this video look a little bit dark. But it is what it is. They need to, I don't know what the solution is, honestly. It is what it is. Anyway, okay, that's it. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.